Lisa Iazzoni was in her first year at Harvard Medical School when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. That was 27 years ago, when it was still thought that if you could not walk, you could not practice medicine. Iazzoni became a researcher instead. Today she teaches at Harvard Medical School, and she's written a new book called When Walking Fails. NPR's Joseph Shapiro covers disability issues. He temporarily joined the ranks of those who can't walk when he broke his ankle. When Dr. Iazzoni came to Washington, she took him on a sort of walking tour.
Lisa Iazzoni and I have just crossed a wide intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue, with the U.S. Capitol gleaming in the distance. Iazzoni is whizzing across the street on a scooter-style wheelchair. It's powered by two black batteries that rest under the captain's chair where she's sitting.
Okay, we are approaching some really good pavement here, Joe. This is going to vibrate you a little bit.
All right. I keep up on a four-wheeled walker. It's actually kind of cool. Picture a kid's scooter. Now imagine the platform raised knee-high and padded. I rest my injured leg on the platform and push off with my good leg. Iazzoni likes the fact that this device is painted a cheerful color.
I just want to comment on the fact that it's turquoise.
Is that good?
Well, it's very colorful. I think that that makes equipment look more, you know, friendly.
Instead of a metallic hospital chrome.
Right, hospital chrome, yes.
Exactly. Got it. Wheelchairs and walkers have gotten more stylish as users have become more visible in public.
That's the only cobbles that we're going to go over.
That was hard on my knee.
That's what I was worried about.
No, it's fine. The design of streets and buildings has improved, too, by law and by consumer demand. Dr. Iazzoni is from Boston, but she loves to come to Washington, where the downtown sidewalks are wide and the corners have curb cuts. She says when she does have trouble getting around, it's not so much her multiple sclerosis that causes the problem, it's the way things are built.
If the entire world were paved with cement and it were a nice smooth surface, having a walking problem would not be a problem at all.
But city streets are not so smooth for wheelchair users. So Iazzoni is always on the lookout for hazards. The way drivers study road maps, she studies the pavement.
And, see? Like, here, this little gap here, that would really trip somebody up.
Bricks and cobblestones help give Pennsylvania Avenue and its sidewalks a stately look. But Iazzoni says these surfaces can be dangerous for older people, people with diabetes, or illnesses like MS or Parkinson's. For them, the nerves in their feet are not as sensitive anymore.
They aren't able to respond as quickly as other people are to the sensory impulses that their feet feel. You know, basically, your feet and your legs and every aspect of your muscles and nerves are kind of working together to keep you upright. And so if you get a little signal back to your brain that something isn't exactly right, somebody with a neurological disease can't process that quite as quickly. And so it makes it more likely that they're going to take a tumble.
Iazzoni wants to show me a street where she once took a dangerous tumble. We'll get there by first taking the elevator into the subway.
Joe, let's go into the metro. I think it's really a wonderful system. Coming from Boston, where our subway's hardly accessible, I really love riding the metro. It's usually really reliable, so let's go down.
Welcome to the Federal Triangle Station. Please give priority to seniors and persons with disabilities before using this elevator. Thank you. Going down.
It's a little tight squeeze.
It's been said that we're all just one banana peel away from joining the ranks of those who can't walk. For me, it was a wet rock. I slipped and, for the time being, became one of the 19 million Americans who have difficulty walking. It turns out that accidents like mine make up just a small 6% of people who have problems walking. The top reasons? Arthritis and bad backs. Iazzoni says they account for 38% of all walking problems. We come out of the subway to a street corner. Iazzoni knows this spot well. A few years ago, she was leaving a meeting. It was late in the afternoon, and she was in a hurry to get to the airport. She directed her scooter through the curb cut when
the pothole just caught my front wheel in a wrong way, and so it tipped me over into the street, tipped my scooter over. I mean, it was rush hour, and so a lot of people came to help me up. And it was a dangerous situation because I was lying in traffic.
She broke a bone in her foot, but Iozone treats the event with a certain nonchalance. It's how she's come to approach having MS. When you have trouble walking, she says, you just have to deal with the unexpected.
Because the disease is just so kind of sly and subtle that you might be feeling on top of the world, that really terrific things are happening in your life, and then the next moment, you're flat on the ground because your leg fell out from underneath you. And so there are just certain things that you have control over and other things that you don't. And it's kind of, you know, a very kind of grounding feeling.
Iozone says losing control is a hard thing to accept, especially because society puts so much significance in a person's ability to walk.
Right. It's highly symbolic. You know, standing up for yourself, walking tall, you know, climbing the ladder of success. You know, if you go back, the first thing that actually defined the ancestor of Homo sapiens was not an increased brain size, but standing on two legs.
Even as Iozone's own MS got worse, she resisted using a wheelchair, preferring to struggle to walk using canes and crutches.
I think virtually everybody who has a progressive chronic condition where it's not absolutely obvious that they need to use a wheelchair resists it, because it has a symbolism of finality to it. So yeah, I thought it was just not the way that I wanted the rest of the world to see me. But finally I realized that was a pretty stupid attitude, and I got my wheelchair and I love it.
Because what did it do for you?
Gave me independence. Gave me independence, and it allows me to travel by myself all the time.
Which makes her life active. On this day, Dr. Iozone is in Washington as a member of a federal research panel looking at improving health care. The week before, it was Chicago on business at a rehabilitation hospital. But now, as her tour ends, Iozone has someplace else she wants to travel. She takes off with her battery-powered scooter at top speed and heads to a museum. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
An excerpt from Iozone's book and a photograph of her and Joe Shapiro getting around the city are at npr.org.